You ever have that feeling where you're not sure if you're awake or still dreaming?
Take a stress pill and think things over.
Are you able to cease thinking on command?
I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question.
Supreme being, me, protect you.
You've tuned in the pipe. This is just in time. I'll be your partner. Just in time here. It's going to be a little bit of a short episode today. Sorry for the poor sound quality. I'm still waiting to get situated with my sound guy to, you know, get a more professional sound. We've been waiting for, gosh, quite a few weeks now. But it is totally not his fault. We've had some technical difficulties. His computer died right after we recorded the last episode, so we've been kind of up a creek for, you know, the past, God, I don't even remember how long it's been, like maybe a month now. So anyways, I'm here, dreaming as always, had some really exciting dreams. I can't wait to have the next, you know, full-length episode out so you can, you know, enjoy some callers from the Dream Hotline, hopefully. Trying to stir up some callers with this episode, actually. I'm going to go ahead and play the first call that I've had to the Dream Hotline and, you know, kind of try and sort out his dream a little bit. This comes from a reader of my blog. Let's go ahead and listen to the call.
Hey, what's up? My name is Ricky Trebel, and I wanted to tell y'all about this. It's a really weird dream that I had. I don't really know what it means, but maybe after hearing it, you'll be able to tell me what you think. Alright, so basically the dream started out like this. I was at this strange restaurant, and the restaurant was in memory of the singing group The Temptations, and so the restaurant was called The Temptations. And to reiterate, you know, like the actual Temptation singers, there would be men, young men, who would have to audition, you know, to sing, you know, to do shows and, like, do performances while people were eating at the restaurant and stuff. And, you know, I myself, I sing and everything, but there was this one dude I knew named Iman, who I went to school with. He was one of the singers. And then there was me, and then it was three other guys, and we all sung or whatever. And what I remember was I was singing to this one family, and next thing I know, the scene, like, it goes black. Next thing I know, it cuts back to my hometown, which is Pasadena, and I see the house that I grew, like, the house that I used to grew up in, and, like, I was riding in the car with some dude I didn't even know, but I was just telling him about my girlfriend and how much I love her and stuff, and like, he was just listening, like, he wasn't saying anything. I was just telling him how much I love my girlfriend. And then next thing I know, it cuts back to the restaurant, and then there's me with that weird guy I don't even know, and some other guys. But see, I'm not singing that day because I'm off work, so I'm with them. So it's a group of guys that I'm with, and then there's girls, a group of girls on the other side, right? And my girlfriend is among them. I'm not going to say her name, but I still love her, though. But she was on the other side. So it was a side. We were all at one table, and the girls on one side, the dudes on the other side. And my girlfriend was there, and the dude who I didn't know, he was looking at her, and he was just telling her how pretty she was. And so then Iman and the other guys, they were on duty today. So they were singing to us, right? And, I'm a show-off, so I got in with them, and I started singing, too. Next thing I know, Alicia Keys comes into the very room that we were in while they were singing. And she, to find out where that beautiful singing is coming from. And then I walk up to her, and I'm like, Alicia Keys. I'm all extra excited. Like, I stopped singing. I walk up to her, I'm like, Alicia Keys, did you accept my friend request? She doesn't even look at me, and she says, no. And that was the end of the dream, so. I know it's pretty weird, I know, but I have some weird dreams, and if I can, I'll, call in and leave some more, let y'all hear some stuff. But yeah, that's just a dream I had about 2 days ago, and, I just wanted to share it with somebody and let them know, what's going on. I wanted to let y'all know what's up, so. It's a dream hotline, so hey. All right, much love to, the person who has his hotline. I'm not sure his name. I just know that he gave me the number. Justin, yeah, Justin. Much love to him. I appreciate this opportunity to be able to share my dreams and tell people it and they can hear it. And, yeah, that's it. Once again, I'm Ricky Treble, and I thank you for listening. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. I'm really sorry I couldn't get this on the air a lot sooner. I've been sitting on your dream for quite a while now. Quite a few things pop out at me whenever I listen to your dream. The first major thing was that it's a classic acceptance dream. A lot of the things in the dream are pointing to your desire for acceptance amongst women, amongst your girlfriend, and especially, with the references to The Temptations and Alicia Keys coming in and shooting down your friend requests, you're really looking for acceptance among the professional music community. Now, also another thing I noticed was you mentioned the guy telling your girlfriend how pretty she was and everything. That's just screaming that you feel threatened by other guys. You shouldn't be worried about that. I'm sure you're a great guy. Your girlfriend loves you. Don't worry about impressing her. And also, it seems like you have a pretty strong need to impress people in general, like with your singing and such. And it's all part of gaining that approval, gaining acceptance amongst, prospective fans, amongst prospective colleagues in the music community. Vying for fame is a difficult game, and of course it's going to haunt your dreams, it's going to haunt you no matter what. As long as you don't have that confidence there, you're always going to be haunted by it. So, that's like a major thing that our dreams tell us, is that, they just kind of take any kind of insecurity we have and wave it in front of our face and, rub our noses in it until we can't take it anymore. They'll haunt you every single night until you acknowledge them, address the issue, and move on from it. So, really, that's pretty much what I'm getting from your dream, is that, you're an aspiring musician, you want to be accepted, and you're going to go places someday. You just have to have that confidence with it. All right, so that was the first caller to the Dream Hotline and my interpretation and take on his dream. I think a good dream to close up the show would be from my friend Animal Proof Rock, formerly of the group Bitchin' Animal. She's now launching her own little solo, or not little, pretty awesome solo career. You can find a link to her page on the show notes. So here's the dream that she wrote me with. Animal writes, "I keep having these intense dreams involving the ex from a few blogs ago. I really wonder if she's dreaming them too, or why. She was perfect in the dream, or she was performing in the dream for part of it, before her assistant tried to suffocate and kill me in a bag in front of my mother's house in the dream. She had a red and purple, really bright and beautiful guitars, two of them. In the show, I only saw the beginning. In the dream, she seemed really good. FYI, she has never performed for the guitar before. But it seemed normal in the dream. So I wrote her back, 'Dear musical goddess,' there she is on stage, spewing out her love energy through these two beautiful guitars, one red, one purple. It's a great show. You're enthralled with her performance, watching in absolute awe. Then you're murdered by her skag assistant in front of your own damn mama's house. Ain't life, well, everything about this dream screams disruption of joy. The dream that you're in a concert signifies harmony in life and relationships. In this instance, your double guitar wielding ex. Red and purple are very complementary colors, especially when dealing with relationships. This to me says that you see her as strong and passionate, brooding with sexual energy, but at the same time loving and kind. She radiates this to you through her guitars, symbolizing more compassion and emotion." Now, another, I gotta interject before I read the rest of my translation. Another thing about her with the guitars, you say that she's never performed with a guitar. Now, maybe this is telling you that she never communicated these emotions to you, that you wish she would have, and she had the potential to, but she never did. Now, music is a form of communication, and musical instruments are tools of communication, especially with musically minded folks such as yourself. So in this dream, she's communicating all this love, passion, vigor, everything she is to you until her assistant kills you in front of your own mother's house. To me, the assistant doesn't necessarily have to be another person interrupting this joy, even though this could be as well. Alternatively, the assistant could represent another influence in coming into the relationship, something new that prevented everything from progressing. In this dream, I would think that instead of being a literal representation of your mother's house, it represents your own thoughts and feelings. Maybe you felt like you were more of a mother in the relationship, catering to her needs before your own. All this is held up in her house. And despite all you felt like you gave, all that you felt like you lost, it can all be destroyed by this ridiculous outside force. Ain't that a kick in the head? Now, my opinion is that, you know, you can't blame things on an outside force, that everything in your life is controlled by you. And if it's not controlled by you, it's learned by you. Everything's a lesson, you know, and sometimes our dreams have to throw that in our face, which they're so wonderful about doing. So that was Animal Proof Rock's dream. I think that's about it for the show today. Really short show. I may just continue to call in and record a couple dreams periodically until we get back in the swing of things with the sound. Again, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in, subscribing, and downloading. I've really, really been happy with the success that show's had. I mean, you know, I'm not blowing up, but for the one episode that I've had out, I've had about 200 listens, so it's pretty good. I'm, you know, very, very appreciative to all of you calling in and leaving your dreams and writing me and all the great support that you give me. So, you know, remember the hotline for your dreams, the dream hotline, is 206-984-0682. Again, that's 206-984-0682. And I have no idea where that area code is. I just signed up for it online. So if you'd like, you can check out the Pipestream's MySpace page at myspace.com/pipestream. And check out the website at pipestreams.podomatic.com. And have a good night, everyone, and pleasant dreams.